of this one. Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer and thanks UNESCO for inviting me to present during the World Forum or Science Forum. I apologize for my English because I'm from French-speaking country, Senegal. So I am going to make a presentation related to science policy process in Africa. Here I'm going firstly to introduce by some facts and after give some, I can say maybe some opportunities or challenges we have faced, and then present what the first presenter did, the science, technology, innovation for Africa strategy, the STISA. Then first of all, I start by this slide, giving the evolution of the technology with regard to the population growth. When we look at, see that it's an exponential. So if it's this to see at least in African where we are regarding to this evolution. We are now maybe at the level of the mobile, but now we are talking about the Internet of Things, so which is now we have to then reduce the, this gap as Africa. Not telling that we are going to do all the steps, but we need to reduce, in fact, this gap. By what? Maybe with our population. We don't know. Because what we say now, that the, our the population growth of Africa during the century, after at the end of the century, almost half of the world, of the children of the world, will be African in the end of the century. That means that we have a big, we'll have a young people. And what are we going to do with the young people? If they are going to be active people. And then what we call the dividend will be here. And can we take opportunity of the demographic dividend? This is some question we have to ask ourselves. Knowing that there is unemployment, there is a lot of, in fact, problems we are faced from now. The ASEAN had to take opportunity of this dividend demographic during the 80s. But for us, we have to take this also as opportunity in Africa and not as maybe risk. We have also a growth, economic growth opportunity during the last decade. If you look at here, many African countries are then having a good economic growth. This also is an opportunity. I'm not talking about just a global opportunity or global challenges, but about the fact. Presently, there is a good, you know, economic growth in the continent. We have to use this opportunity to, in fact, just transform our economy based on natural resources to knowledge-based economy. Because this growth is sustained by natural resources, by agriculture, but there's no industrial or manufacturing from that. This is one thing. Then, if you come on specific scientific, you know, on science, if you look at the map, even the UIS map, UNESCO Institute, we'll see every time that for Africa we have no data. It doesn't mean that we have we invest the investment is low, but there are no data. We are not using to collect data, R&D data. Here, when we see the gray, that means that we are at least low. It's not pessimistic, but this is really real. But now, coming on STI policy making, I start here by the cycle, the process, the policy process cycle, from the agenda setting to, in fact, the evaluation and the look back. It is important to just to do the study of the, to know at least what are the problems of the governance to come to go through the cycle in Africa. What we can see in Africa. That firstly, the policy process is not well established. This process, which is a cycle, in many of, I don't tell about all the African countries, most of the African countries, they don't have the well-established STI process, the cycle. Agenda setting, formulation, implementing, and after evaluating, and come back. This is one. Also, the time from agenda setting to adoption is too long. It can take 1 year, 2 years, and this is very too long. Low and lack of public ownership. Generally, the policy process is among the government and academia. Civil society and private sector are not sometimes involved. The STI activities are not fully integrated in the development agenda. We are talking about global challenges and so, but if you look at in deep, generally, we are just facing, the policy is only on science, directly science, and not science linked to, in fact, the problem of the country. And then also, regarding the last part, the implementation and the evaluation. Generally, there is no plan or framework implementation plan, or also no monitoring and evaluation framework plan. This is, in fact, the main features of many African countries. I don't tell all the African, but this is, in general, the main feature. And then if you are interested to have more details, you can go to this paper published by our office in 2013 about science, technology, and innovation policy making in Africa, an assessment of capacity needs and priorities. And these are coming from this study and the survey. Then, finally, we can see that, as I said, the main player is the public sector, government, and academia. Private sector are not active stakeholders. Secondly, we focus more on science technology policy. But in many countries, you didn't see innovation policy, which is very different to science technology policy. Or we can find only science technology policy, say, no, science technology innovation policy, STI policy. But we cannot put all together. There is a science technology and there is also the innovation. And in Africa, if you look at many countries, you don't have the innovation policy. There is weak linkages. Linkages is very important in terms of innovation system because the challenges we have are systemic. Huh? What we have here is a system. I'm not talking about the challenge of about water security here, but I'm focusing on science policy in Africa. And there is little attention to the commercialization of knowledge. Discontinuity in the policy process. We are talking about political instability in the country. You can have many ministers changing every time for science, for maybe one department. There is also, there is no data on human resources and also on innovation. There is no, in fact, culture of collecting data. That's why we create our office, the African Observatory for Science, Technology, and Innovation, in fact, to champion the evidence-based policy in Africa. There is also, I can say, a large informal sector, because we forgot this part. In Africa, we can say that the informal sector contributes a lot in creating jobs, in reducing poverty. And then we have to take into account this sector in our policies, as well in innovation policy, as well in science policy. And then we can find innovation in this sector. There is also a low access to higher education. We have higher education, but there is low access. If you look at from the primary school to the higher education sector, we look at the rate is too low. Then it is difficult to have a qualified, educated workforce if there is a low access of higher education. There is also a high technology gap I just present now. And now, this I'm going too fast because I have only 5 minutes. All these have been grouped in the science in the STESA 24 in 8 points. Here, I'm going then quickly and before going to STESA. I don't think here. One element that the chairperson are talking, the scientific output. The scientific output is very low. But we did an assessment on the scientific production. We see that there is at least a growth in some country. The growth index is above the world average. But it doesn't mean that in terms of volume is not too high. But if you look at the growth index of many countries in terms of scientific production, the growth index is also is above the world average. I'm going then quickly to this because I don't have 5 minutes to. Then I am coming just to the Africa post 2015 development agenda. It talks about Agenda 2063, where there is 6 pillars, but one of the pillars is science, technology, and innovation. And then we develop the AU framework on the STI AU framework, which is the STESA 24, which advocate an innovation-led and knowledge-based economy. Here, the STESA mission is to accelerate Africa to an innovation-led knowledge economy. I don't think I have, I can present all this in 15 minutes, and I will go maybe to the timing, talk about the timing. The agenda is 50 years, divided in five steps. Step of 10 years. The first 10 year is the STESA 24, then 2014 to 2024. And then every 10 year, we'll have another strategy. Here, the goal for the agenda is more broader. It's not specific, not like the Millennium Development Goal. Here, because it's 50 year, it has to be broader. And then for the 10 year, we are more specific. During every 10 year, there is an evaluation and then to see how to achieve the vision. And then these are always the timing. And the priority are the priorities of chairman are talking about. This year we are to eradicate hunger. About diseases, you know, we have Ebola last year. Communication, space, living together, and create wealth. These are the priority. And the program will be anchored to this priority, the 6th priority. And also, this is a framework. Every country, every African country should maybe map with his policy with this framework. This is just what we are looking for. And then for each priority, there is a key domain. The water availability is, this is an example of water availability, water quality, water river rhythm, water cycle, and then go on. And this is, in fact, for the priority. The research program. For research program also, these are what we call the mobilizing programs. Mobilizing programs are here. They are key domain per priority. And then these are implemented by scientists, operator, private sector, civil society. And for the priority is a political responsibility. I'm going too fast because I don't have enough time to finish. These are the implementation strategy at national, regional, and continental level. But at each level, we have to define the program, ensure funding, implement R&D, and communicate. And so the governance structure, we have two parts, the part of the decision-making structure, where you have the head of states, you have the executive council, and you have the what you call AMCOS. Now AMCOS is changes in specialized technical committee. There is a specialized technical committee, but on now education, science, and technology. We merge science, technology, and education. Before we had AMCOS means African Ministerial Conference of Science and Technology. Now the African Ministerial Conference of Science and Technology and the African Ministry of Education merge to be one, what we call the E, then the STC, Specialized Technical Committee. This is done just last week at this. And then you have on your left the implementing body like the NEPAD and our office, the African Observatory for Science Technology, because we are thinking that policy, STI policy making need good quality, data quality evidence. Without data quality evidence, we cannot, in fact, no. This is very important for to elaborate policy. And then the monitoring and evaluation is here. Funding mechanism, I'm going here. This is a real problem. The 1% of GDP is still now, then 1 minute, huh? I will finish. 1% of GDP is one of the decision of the head of state since the plan of Lagos plan in 1980. Since now, we have all the 54 countries are less than 1%. If we take the, you can see that you're left. If each country put 1% of GDP in 2012, we see the what we can have as R&D investment. Very big money, and then we can maybe tackle some problem and solve some problem. And these are the funding mechanism. I think that I have to be very, I have to do it fast because I have my time left. Thank you very much.
Thank you.